Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Rise with the sun. Welcome, 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 welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, aka Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, July the 3rd of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I have to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters got a very powerful, powerful show scheduled for today. We want to talk about your conditioned beliefs. And we want to address or discuss institutionalized beliefs because this is the paradigm that shapes your worldview. Now, brothers and sisters, let me make sure that you understand. Everything that you believe right now was you've been conditioned to believe or think or see or do. Now, that requires you to really slow down and think about what I just said. Conditioned beliefs. Conditioning. Now, when I was in the military, they taught me how to do conditioning. Not only mental conditioning, but physical fitness or physical conditioning. The greatest thing that I ever accomplished in life was getting through Marine Corps boot camp. Unlike the other branches of the service, the Marine Corps boot camp is devil dogs. It's designed to totally destroy your psyche, brainwash you basically. And the way they do it is they destroy everything of value that you have. They destroy your institutionalized belief. Your culture. They destroy your conditioned, your culture. They destroy and they give you the Marine Corps' culture, the Marine Corps way of thinking, the Marine Corps way of living. They teach you how to adapt and overcome. They teach you that there's no such thing as a freaking obstacle or a problem. So the greatest thing that happened was the Marine Corps challenged my institution, everything that I held of value. They challenged it, and they said that it was not valuable. Now, that's a dangerous place to be because at that point, at that place, you have no foundation. You have nothing to stand on. You don't have no. So the Marine Corps gave me theirs. But see, they didn't know that that had already happened to me like 3 or 4 times. That's why Marine Corps boot camp was so easy for me, easy from the sense of a mental Now, my brother struggled mentally, and the mental, they play mind games. They mind F you. Well, the mind games didn't work on me, but they worked on my brother. But the physical worked on me, but it didn't work to my brother. So we balanced each other out. My brother helped me with getting past the physical fitness stuff. I helped him with getting past the mental stuff because, see, I grew up on the streets. So I had already been mind effed on the streets. So I knew the mind game that was being played. But the thing was, we are all in one of three categories. One of three categories. You are either a socialist, as I'm speaking right now. You are either a psychologist, as I'm speaking right now. Or you are a truthologist, as I'm speaking right now. And because of this understanding or lack of it, it allows us to continue to exist and do things that, number one, blocks our awareness or consciousness. Number two, justifies our behavior. Number three, forces us to deny our true selves. Number four, produces cognitive dissonance. And number five, allows us to continue to live our life, whatever it is, in a constant state of perpetual shame and guilt. Because of your condition, because of your institution, because of your tradition, you are unable to, number one, see the invisible system, number two, see the invisible victim, and number three, see the invisible truth. So today, my brothers and sisters, I have the audacity, I have the job, I have been given the assignment by the big G to express, expose, and expand to you, to help you see the institution that is unconscious. Now, brothers and sisters, when I am expressing, what I am expressing and exposing to you today is very important. You see, when I was a child, the best thing that ever happened to me but was nobody gave a flying beep about me. That was the best thing that ever happened to me when I was a kid. Now, people came in, but they wasn't in a position to help me because they couldn't help themselves. Nobody gave up. They did, but they could not implement it. See, it's one thing to have knowledge of something, but it's another thing to be in a position to implement that something. A lot of people, like, I have knowledge of poor people that exist today, but I'm not in a position to assist. So let me make sure you understand the statement again, because today is not no feel-good message. Today is not no jumping and shouting. Today is a message that's going to piss you off. It's going to step on your toes. You're probably going to disconnect. But you know what? It is what it is, brother. It is what it is, sister. Because this is the message that every black man in America needs to hear, especially black men. Latino men, Hispanic men, white men, not so much, but especially black men. Because I'm a black man. I understand the condition and the problem with inside the black race. Because we are suffering from the psychological effects of this institutionalized freaking belief system and this conditioned belief that is destroying the culture that doesn't exist anyway. And everybody wants to be coddled and everybody wants to be freaking baby. Myself included. I'm the biggest freaking baby on the damn planet. Well, I'm tired of babying myself. I'm tired of blaming other people for my problems. People are not my problems. I'm the damn problem. So I need to grow up. So today's message is for me. I'm just inviting you along to listen. The best thing that ever happened to me was nobody gave a flying about me. Forced my black ass to grow up. And the problem is today there's nobody around. Everybody coddles everybody. Everybody makes excuses for everybody. Everybody's freaking weak. Everybody got no damn balls. Pardon my French. So I'm sitting here today, and I need to make sure you understand what I've been through. Because, see, you don't understand my praise because you don't understand my pain. See, I was lied to, just like you. I thought that it was possible to have friends. I thought it was possible to have family, and I thought it was possible to have funds. But let me tell you today, just like the Bible says, rich men retain wealth. Ruthless men retain wealth. There is no pact between lions and men. You either have family, you either have friends, or you either have funds. You need to make this choice today. Whatever choice you make, that's between you and God. But I need you to understand the reason why. Because we live in a freaking system that is conditioned. What's your condition? The biggest condition you got right now, brothers and sisters, is that let's look at our diet. Now, this is the craziest shit I've ever seen in my damn life. I sit and I look at myself, and I know this stuff, and I still do it. So I have a pet. I have a pet dog. Really, it's my wife's pet. It's the kid's pet. I see the dog every day, feed the dog, walk the dog. I took the dog running yesterday. Now, a dog name is Simba. This is a great dog. Very, and I had dogs with my first marriage, a plethora of dogs. I know my good friend, Brother Rome, he has a dog. I know a lot of people that got pets. Now, let me ask you a question. Would you eat your dog? Brother Rome, would you eat your dog, bro? I wouldn't eat. I don't think I would eat. I don't know. Mr. Lee, that's a dog, dude. We don't eat dog. But yet we eat meat. We have no problem slicing and dicing a chicken. What's the difference between a chicken and a dog? I grew up with chickens. Chickens actually are very intelligent. Very intelligent. What about a pig? They say pigs are very close. You know that they test human drugs on pigs? Because the human, you can put a pig heart inside of a human being, it would work. Sometimes they use the pig's organs. But we eat pigs and we don't blink. We eat fish and we don't blink. So why is it so easy for us to eat pig meat, but we can't eat dog meat? Now, you go to the Philippines, they eat dog over there. I was over there. They eat dog. There's no dogs running around in the Philippines. Don't believe me? Go over there and check it out. Some countries, now over here, we eat cows. Go over to India, they don't eat cows. Condition. There are conditions not to eat cows over there. We're conditioned to eat cows over there. Man, I eat a cow. What? Give me a good steak. I'll knock it out. Why? Why is it so easy for me to eat a steak, but yet I got a dog right now. I can go kill the dog, skin him, put his ass on the damn grill. And we could eat fried Simba today. But I don't. That thought don't even enter my brain. In fact, it grosses me out to think about eating my pet. But we'll eat somebody. We'll eat a pig. We'll eat a fish. We'll eat a chicken. Are they not pets, too? Can they not be pets? I've seen pigs walking around with them pot-belly pigs. I've seen people walking around with them, carrying them, treating them pigs just like their family members. See, I see Simba as a family member. He's not a dog anymore because I've extended a certain amount of rights to Simba. So now Simba is not a dog. Simba is a family member. So I'm not going to eat Simba today. Why? Simba is a family member. But you guess what? I'll probably eat some chicken today. I'm going to probably eat a steak today. I'm going to eat a pig today. I'm going to eat a cow today. I'll chop and dice up a cow, but yet I would not eat a dog or a cat. But yet I'll eat a pig and I'll eat a chicken. Institutionalized. You do that because you were institutionalized. You eat cows and pigs and chickens because you was conditioned to believe that eating a cow and eating a damn chicken is okay, but eating your pet dog that you play. Now, who going to go out and buy? Now, I personally know a friend of mine that, paid a lot of money for a dog. A lot of money. I'm talking about like $6,000. We at the dog park, we met this dude, we see him all the time. This dude, they asked him, hey, how much you pay for your pit bull? How much you pay for this? We saw a mastiff. You ever seen a freaking mastiff? Freaking look like a little horse. We saw a Great Dane. People like their dogs. And the thought of eating your dog never crosses your mind. Why? Well, what about, that's just one institutionalized belief. What about institutionalized racism? What about conditioned racism? Yeah, we don't want to talk about it, but it's a condition. We live in a society. Let's break down the big three that I talked about before. And before we talk about the invisible system and the invisible victim and the invisible truth that you refuse to accept today, What about religion? Why is it just like, I will not eat my dog, but I will eat your pig, I will eat your cow, I'll eat your chickens, I'll eat your fish, but I'm not going to eat your dog? Well, the dog got meat. How come I don't eat the dog? Because I've been conditioned not to eat dog. But go to the Philippines, they eat dog over there, homie. Go to India, there's cows everywhere. They don't eat cows over there. Come to America. We'll butcher a cow in a freaking drop of an eye. What about religion? Go over to India. They got Buddha and they got, you know, the Vedic culture over there. Go over to, you know, the Middle East. They got Allah. Come over to the West. We got Jesus. Why don't we have Buddha over here? Go over to Africa, and they got some other African tradition over there. Go over to Central America, that they got Quetzalcoatl down there. Why do we go to different parts of the world, and we got different conditions, and we got different institutions that are sacred, and people to kill you? Go over to the Middle East. Find a Muslim and talk about Allah. They will chop your freaking head off. Over here, we don't even know who Allah is. What does hell Allah Akbar mean? Go over there and yell Allah Akbar. What about As-salamu alaykum? Salaam salam. That don't mean nothing over here in America. Institutionalized belief, brother. Conditioned belief. You'll kill somebody if they say something about Jesus Christ. I know people that put a bullet in your head if you talk about Jesus. Take the Lord's name in vain if you want to on Sunday morning at any black church. We're conditioned, homie. It's an institutionalized. Just depend on where you was born. Your dog behind was born in the Philippines, you would not be worshiping what you're worshiping. You wouldn't be eating what you're eating. You wouldn't be doing none of the shit you're doing now. The only reason that you got your so-called belief, the only reason that you are who you think you are, is because somebody freaking told you that. You have not went inside and found yourself. You don't know who the hell you are. You're still walking around with your head stuck up your butt, believing something that doesn't exist. You have to live inside, outside yourself. You got to find yourself. You got to look inside yourself. You got to find the stuff that God put inside of you. That's the invisible system that nobody talks about. That's the invisible victim and invisible truth. So you are either a sociologist, you are either a psychologist, or you're a truthologist. Now, see, since I've been all three, see, I was a socialist before I came up. Nobody gave a shit about me when I was a kid. So I wanted government programs. I wanted to be on food stamps. I wanted to be on welfare. I wanted a socialist society. I believe that society should help each other because, hey, it was the white man's fault. It was a white man that was holding down me, brother. You don't understand. I was a black man in America. White man had his foot on my neck. So I was a socialist. Then I got a little education, had some experience, and then I started reading some books. And then all of these books start talking about how the mind works. And they start giving me an understanding that, hey, psychology, there's something called deviant behavior. And I got into deviant behavior, and I started studying myself, and I thought, what makes me deviant? Everybody say, brother, when I was a kid, everybody told me how bad, man, you are bad. You bad. So I was like, man, I had self-worth problems. I was like, why am I bad? So I blamed God. God, you designed me bad. Then I got into psychology and I found out, no, stinking thinking. My brain was whack. So I studied psychology. And then I left socialist and I became a psychologist. And I started running to psychology and it got me so far. It got me up to this point. And then psychology failed me because I was given white man psychology. I wasn't given no black man psychology. And I ran up against this thing called, this dude called Willie Lynch. And I never heard of no dude. I said, it's Willie Lynch. He said, dude, you don't know about Willie Lynch? Well, I was born in Texas, dog. You can't take no black history classes in South Texas. So I meet dudes from Philly. I meet dudes from Chicago. I started meeting dudes, man, that was freaking, that was sifting the brand. They started talking about standing on my square. They started talking to me about 40 acres in a mule. They mentioned people like, you know, freaking Marcus Garvey and Pan-Africanism. I'm like, what the hell is that? I never heard no damn Marcus Garvey. I saw Malcolm X. I saw the movie. That's all I knew was what they told me in the movie. I knew nothing about no damn black history. I ain't know nothing about no black culture. Then I started teaching black, and I started learning the psychology, the psychological effects of the and the change that holds you psychologically. And I was like, whoa. I read the Willie Lynch book and everything in Willie Lynch book. I did. When I was a kid, I was programmed. I was conditioned. I was institutionalized to be strong in body and weak in mind. I was institutionalized to say that if it was white, it was white. I was institutionalized. I was conditioned to believe in the fact that white people were superior. I was institutionalized, and I was believed, and I went up saying that, hey, if it's a black-owned business, don't socialize because the Negroes, they don't know what the hell they're doing. They ain't got no damn funding. Them suckers going to be late. So I was ignorant. I was afraid and had no self-preservation. So I hated my own self. How do you know? I married outside my race. I did everything that I hung out with all white people. I did everything that was white because I subconsciously, it was not a conscious thought, brother. Nobody sit down. I didn't wake up in the morning and say, you know what? I don't like black people. The thought doesn't end in your brain, brother. It doesn't end in your brain, sister. It's an unconscious. That's why it can't be dealt with. Everything that I deal with is unconscious. That's why people can't stomach what I talk about. They can't deal with it because it's unconscious, brother. The moment that you strike a nerve, there's something that somebody knows there. It's that white elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. Negroes don't want to talk about this subject because it's true. Nobody wants to replace ignorance with intelligence. See, right now, you're living your life with two things. You're using your instinct and your emotions. But your instinct and your emotions, they must be replaced. And your instinct must be replaced with your dear Keneal. And your emotions must be replaced with your experience. That is the result, and that leads to your intelligence. So as long as you act on your instinct. You go to the park. You look at somebody. They look at you. Y'all touch shoulders, bump toes. Hey, dog, yo, dog, what's up, man? You got instinct. You just immediately, pow, you want to fight. You didn't think about it. You didn't say, excuse me. You know, maybe the person's having a bad. You don't give a. Somebody cut you off in traffic, you're going to follow them home and try to put a bullet in their head. Why? Instinct. We all act on instinct, and we all act on emotions. But nothing happens in your life until you can change and put that damn instinct away. Nothing will ever happen in your life until you stop acting in your institutionalized belief. Nothing happens in your life until you replace your condition. You can't even freaking replace it. You can't even look at it because it's a sacred cow. Go over to India and say, hey, hold on, we want to eat your cow. Go over there, brother, and tell them Indians that you're going to eat cows. They're going to string your black ass up on a noose. You cannot go over there. Why? That's a sacred cow. So go to the black church on Sunday morning and say, Jesus Christ don't exist. What's going to happen to you? Go to the KKK and tell them that the white people are not superior. You cannot address institutionalized racism. You cannot address institutionalized religion. You cannot address institutionalized eating systems. We eat chickens and watermelons. We black. Go to the hood and say, no more chicken, no more watermelon. And you can't even drink no more Kool-Aid. Watch what happened to you, bruh. Go to the hood and try. You cannot address institutionalized beliefs. You cannot even talk about conditioned beliefs. But I do. That's why I don't got a lot of friends. Because I deal with, number one, the invisible system. What's the invisible system? The invisible system, brothers and sisters, that nobody's going to talk about is white supremacy. I don't give a flying what part of the country, what globe, go to anywhere on this planet. If you got melanin in your skin or carbon in your skin, let me rephrase that. If you got carbon in your skin, I don't give a damn to what degree, 1%. You got 1% of carbon, you're going to suffer. You ain't going to get no loans. All of a sudden, your credit is bad. I don't care what your credit score. We didn't even got to check your credit. Go to the white man's bank and try to get a loan, brother. But it's not individualized. It's institutionalized. Because I know a lot of individual white people that are very good people. Most of my friends are white. They're individuals are good, but the institution is bad. The invisible system is called white supremacy. Now, I talk to white folks all the time, then they don't, and then they disagree with me. They're like, when I talk to black folks all the time about the traditional slave diet. I remember first time I met Dr. Camille, and she have a her book, and she brought in called The Slave Diet, and everything in her book is what I ate. And I remember her telling me, like, yeah, the reason that you eat that is because you've been conditioned to eat that. You never investigate a condition. Never, ever. It's taboo. Don't believe me? Go to your grandmother's house and say, Grandma, no more pork chops, no more chicken, no more fried nothing, Grandma. We're going to put your ass on fruits and vegetables. Boy, if you don't get your ass up out of here. Because it's a condition. It's a bad condition. It's sad. That's why we die prematurely. But we've been conditioned. Where do we get that from? We got that from the system. So who gave the slave their diet? The system. Who gave the slave their religion? The system. Who gave their slaves their economic beliefs? The system. Who gave the slaves their psychology? The system. Who gave the slave their sociology? The system. But what about truth? Who gave the slaves the truth? Nobody. Slaves don't know the damn truth. Black people don't know the truth. That's why we gotta put 10 people, put black people in a room and see what happens. Niggas will be killing each other. Black people can't get together, man. How many black churches you seen in the hood? Do they talk to each other? No, they hate each other. Because we've been programmed and we've been conditioned. I don't even support black businesses. And I know all of this stuff. Why? Because black people don't know nothing. We're ignorant. And then we're afraid to ask for help. And then we make excuses. I know when I was a black-owned business, I had black. Sometimes I was supposed to open up the shop at 6 a.m. I would wake up and like, man, I don't feel like getting out of the day at 6. So I'd get there at 6:30. People be at the door. Say, hey, man. Now, I would have an attitude because a customer was at my business waiting for me to open up at 6 because I had a sign on my freaking door that says open up at 6 a.m. And I get there at 6:30 and I'm pissed off. What? My thinking was effed up. But I learned. That's why I'm here today. And I'm still learning. Why? Because I am questioning the institution that everybody say, hold up, Brother Will. You can't question that, brother. You cannot question why we eat pork chops, brother. Well, I'm going to ask the question, homie. I'm sorry it's going to step on your toes. In fact, hell no, I ain't sorry. Because when I'm 100, I'm still going to be walking up a flight of stairs. Because why? I'm going to ask questions to the big G. How do I walk up a flight of stairs when I'm 100? When I ask the big G the question, the big G gives me the answers. And the answers are usually opposite of the condition and the belief that I have. Number one, there's an invisible system. This invisible system is called white supremacy. So, black man, let me tell you something that's gonna mess you up. Latino man, let me tell you something that's gonna mess you up. You ready? You sitting down? Hispanic man, you ready? You sitting down? There's two systems. A life coach like myself, when I coach Caucasians, I tell them some totally different shizness than I tell a black man. When I'm talking to a Latino, I tell them some different shizness, totally different from when I'm talking to a white man. So who is your guru? You're a black man, you got a white guru? That dog don't hunt, brother. I see black folks talking about Tony Robbins. Nigga, if you don't sit down somewhere, Tony Robbins can't freaking help you, brother. He ain't black. Now, unless Tony Robbins came to a space of understanding where I'm at, where you know the difference between sociology, psychology, and truthology, he might be able to help you. Why do I have white millionaires that pay me for one-on-one counseling? Can somebody explain that to me? I used to have a problem with it. Now I don't. I couldn't understand. I said, why this dude paying me money dropping money like it's no tomorrow. And so I asked him, you know what he told me? Same thing I'm telling you. He can't see. It's called hidden codes and social norms. You want to blow your cookies? Google those two terms. See, it's crazy that a Caucasian millionaire could help me see my own conditioning and beliefs in the institution because he is not inside of my condition. Crazy that somebody that's in that's not inside of your, that they don't got your lens on. Because remember, your conditioning, your beliefs, the way that you think is like putting on a pair of shades. Now, I don't know. I would like for you to try this. I would like for you to go to the dollar store or whatever, buy a pair of red shades and put them on. Notice that when you put the shades on, everything looks red. But is it red? To you, it's red. But is it red, brother? Is it red, sister? Now, take those red shades off and put on some amber shades or some yellow shades. Put them on. And does not the thing that just looked red, does it not now look amber? When you put on amber shades, it covers and it makes everything look amber, but it's not. So institutionalized beliefs and conditioned beliefs, it makes you think that what your condition is the truth. That's called sociology and psychology. That's not truthology. Truthology doesn't deal with conditions. Truthology doesn't deal with socialism. Truthology does not deal with psychology. Truthology only deals with truth. That's why I don't have a lot of friends. Because I don't deal with no damn condition. Now, I used to be conditioned. I used to be institutionalized. In fact, I was like a lot more zealous than most. The individual business. Victim. Number one, you got the invisible system. It's called white supremacy. So everybody sees the world with a white view, even if you're not white. So let me make sure you understand what I just said. I'm a black man, but I got a white worldview. All my friends are white. I think white. I act white. I talk white. I walk white. I go to the hood. All my friends say, yeah, that nigga think he white. So yeah, brother Will, you always call yourself Master Teacher 33. You come back home, man, and you just think you're too good to hang out with us. I say, walk toward me, brother, and you'll see that I ain't white. And then they say, oh, okay, he still got that instinct. He still got that emotion. So he can take his white lens off. Yeah, don't get it twisted. I may act white. Because I brought into the lodge like everybody else. I was institutionalized and I was conditioned. I went and I looked out and I saw the people that had money was white. So I said, if you act like them, you can get the stuff that they got. And it worked. But unfortunately, I had to deny myself. So the invisible victim was me. I had to be fake, brother, to get the money. I had to be fake. I had to act white so they would accept me. The bigger you are, the blacker you are, the more white you got to act. Because white people are afraid of big black men. Little ones too. Hispanic, same thing. Hispanic people, you just get, you know, you get a little better, you know, you get a little bit more of a pass because you're a little bit more white. But guess what? Go to the upper echelons. You still Hispanic. They'll still let you work in the kitchen. Serve the food. But don't talk about owning no damn restaurant or owning no sports club. Now, if you're Hispanic, if you're Latino, if you're Cuban, if you're Colombian, I don't give you anything but white. If you're anything but Swiss, if you're anything but European and Welsh and Dutch, if you're anything except blonde hair and blue eyes, you can't own it. You can work in it. You can entertain us. You can play sports. You can hit the ball and we're going to clap. We're going to rub you in the head. Good Negro. Good Latino. Look at the baseball players, man. Look at the freaking football. Look at basketball. Colored. I don't give a freak what amount of carbon you got. It's the non-carbonites that run this system, brother. It's the non-carbonite beings that run this system. That's the invisible system. And the victims are us people who got carbon. We are the victim. If you're non-white, you're a victim. Now, you don't know it. You're the victor, but you think you're the victim because your body senses something's wrong. It's crazy. Little kids can walk outside and they know something's wrong. My little son, man, my little stepson, man, goes to school, had a teacher. Teacher was emailing my wife, calling my wife. Man, my little son couldn't do nothing right. Why? He the only black kid in class. Now, you mean to tell me he the only black kid? He the only kid? Well, he talks out of turn. All of them little suckers talk out of turn. You ain't emailing everybody. That's why the hell you email. Oh, he's the only black kid in there. They say, oh, well, you know what? He needs to be held back. Well, you know what? We think that, you know, he can't really sit still. So don't you people always have ADHD. So they said, hey, he got ADHD. We need to give him some medication. No testing, no specialist. He talks in class, so therefore he can't sit and be still. He got a mental problem. They didn't tell the little white kid that, but they tell the little black kid that. And most black parents would be like, okay, yeah, but you know what? Me and my wife, we come from a different class. We said, lady, you crazy as hell. So we challenged the system. We didn't just buy into the condition and say, okay, what do y'all want us to do, white man? No, a white man cannot tell a black man what to do. Now, the problem is y'all suckers are taking advice from people that ain't like you. And you can only take advice from white people who understand you because they step outside of their condition. And then, hey, you can hang out. Now, all of the white friends I know, they like that. They stepped outside of their psychology. They stepped outside of their sociology, and they're living in truthology, and they understand. They tell me, hey, you're not a victim. I'm like, I'm not. White people told me that. So stop acting like a victim. Stop walking around carrying yourself like something happened to you. See, that's what been me. So black man, Latino man, carbonite man, Asian man, whatever, you know, if you're every non-white individual that's listening to my voice, you're not a victim. You're a victor. So stop buying into the invisible feeling that says you're a victim. So you're walking around looking for a hand out instead of a hand up. Stop being a freaking victim. How are we going to do that, Doc? We got an invisible system that makes us feel like an invisible victim, so we need the invisible truth. See, the truth I got, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. It is invisible. Now, the word invisible actually should be the word unconscious. There is an undetectable. Now, remember, the word unconscious means you can't detect it. That means your five senses, you can't see it, you can't touch it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it, you can't hold it. White supremacy now is covert. They don't just come out and say, no niggas allowed. They don't say that no more. Go down to Pasadena. Go down the outside of Houston. Go to Pasadena. Try to go into Mickey Gillies today, right now. Go down to Mickey Gillies in Pasadena. Go down there, black man. See what happens. There's no sign on there. Now, when I was a kid, there was a sign on there. No niggas allowed up in Kill. But they took the sign down, but try to go in there. Yeah. Go to certain parts of Oklahoma. Come down here to South Texas, brother. Try to go to certain places. Drive, go to the Dominion up here in San Antonio. Woo! Cops gonna pull you over. It's still there, but it's now below the surface. The word unconscious means it is below the threshold of conscious detection. So we got a system that produces victims that, again, can't see the unconscious truth. So what is the truth? The truth is, brother, the truth is, sister, that your condition and your institution is just that. It's not truth. It's a socialist or a psychological interpretation of what the big G is trying to say. So the truth doesn't exist. It exists, but it is below the threshold of consciousness. So everything that I do, if I can detect it with my five senses, I don't teach it. I don't teach nothing that everybody else teaches. So everybody else teaches do this. I teach if you got sinus problems, pour urine down your nose. Yeah, try that on, brother. Yeah, I don't think so. Why? You conditioned and you institutionalized. So I say I'm going to detox myself, you know, get the mucus out of my body. So I'm going to go eat, you know, a bunch of, with 3 days, I'm going to do nothing but drink distilled water and eat watermelons. Now go to the doctor, go to the system, what they're going to tell you to do. They're not going to tell you to do that because you're conditioned and you're institutionalized. So I'm telling you, okay, the problem is that over time, your bones get brittle when you get old and you age. Therefore, you must do weight-bearing exercise. The older you get, the more weight-bearing exercise you must do to maintain your bone structure so that way you continue to produce blood inside of your bone marrow. But when you get older, they tell you, hey, don't lift weights. Don't do weight-bearing exercise. Don't exercise. Don't get your heart rate up too. Don't do frequent intense training. Again, that's the belief. That's the condition. That's the institution. So what happens if you don't do what I say? Not what I say, but what the truth says. Brother Will, this is how you know you've been conditioned. This is how you know you've been institutionalized. Somebody should write this down. Number one, you got no, it blocks awareness and consciousness. Now remember, everything is consciousness, everything is awareness. The only way that what I'm saying is going to assist you is if you can become conscious and aware. The devil knows he got to keep you. Now, remember, this is the opposite of ignorance. Let me tell you the three reasons why you're not conscious, you're not aware. Because, see, consciousness and awareness, as I did the whole show a few weeks back, consciousness is the only way to find and become a truthologist. Because, remember, the definition of the word truth inside of the Bible, aletheia. The word aletheia is objectivity. The word objectivity, again, is consideration. It means awareness. It means consciousness. It means that you put everything on the table. You look at it before you make a decision. Now, I never did that. My mother was raised. Her mother was raised. Her mother's mother was raised. So everything that I have was handed down to me by tradition, or was handed down to me by an institution, or was handed down to me by condition. My diet, I didn't select my diet. It was selected for me. My economics, I didn't select my money, how I make money, what I do, the way that I think. That was taught to me, brother. My dad, when he was around, the few times I did remember him, my mother, every black person, all of my caregivers, they say, go to school, get a job. That's what they told me. But then I hang out with white people who got money. None of them, all of them suckers dropped out of school, and they all got money. They found purpose. They went after something that they were designed to do, that they could do better than anybody else. And then they did something that this is what they did that I'm trying to do. They produced something that is, number one, employs other people. Number two, lends to other people. And number three, sales. I don't know no black organization that does those three things. Those three things, including mine. That's my goal. That's what I live for. This is why I get up every day. To be self-sufficient, self-sustaining. To become a single standing column of waveform and energy. You must have those three things. Do you got those three things? Do you got something that employs other people? Or just you? You got a business, but it's just you, yourself, and I. You're not offering, you ain't got a plethora, you ain't got more. You just got enough for you, your folk, and no more. Are you employing other people? Number one. Number two, can you lend? Are you in a position right now to lend me some money? Real money. Are you in a position? Are you the lender or are you the borrower? Now, see, I'm the borrower. I'm still freaking borrowing money. I'm not a lender. Check with me, though. Give me a little bit. I'm working on it. Why? Because I'm challenging. Because, see, they told me, I start a business, become successful, you know, control it, blah, 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 blah. The white man told me that. So it was a socialist system. So I set up my online business. I make money. I make enough money to take care of me. I'm doing good. Now, I'm the only one can do it. If I die tomorrow, my Dear Kinnear reports die. Nobody knows how to do a Dear Kinnear report. Nobody. Nobody knows everything about the Dear Kinnear report. They know some pieces of it, but they don't go out all of it. Because they told me, the white man told me, hey, make it proprietary. Yeah, that's the culture. But again, that doesn't benefit me. That's the institution. That's the condition. Selfishness. Hoarding. So that's what I've been doing. And it got me thus far. I'm doing pretty good. But guess what? I am not in a position to hire anybody. I can't bring you on board, give you no benefits, pay you $100,000 salary. That's what I should be doing. I should be in a position right now to hire people. To hire three Dear Kinnear processors, pay them $100,000 a year with benefits, 2 weeks paid vacation. Can I do that today? No. Check with me in about 30, 40 days. I'm working on it. I should be in a position right now that I don't need no damn bank. I don't need to ask nobody for no freaking money. I can be able to expand my business anytime I freaking want. I can go out and drive my walk on a car lot and pay for my convertible vet cash. I should be the damn lender, not the borrower. Can I lend you money right now? If you're in a position, can I do it? No. My son's at UT Austin, going to school, called me a couple of weeks ago, paid all his bills like I told him in advance. Man, this shit is real, man. Y'all playing, man, but this is real. I didn't have enough money to freaking give my son to buy him some freaking food. Come on, man. And I call myself a man? Shh, I'm a freaking boy. See, I'm not afraid to address myself because I've been fucked up from the damn conditioning. I was born into this shit, man. But I'm going to get out of it. Because I'm going to ask questions that everybody else is a freaking afraid to ask. The institution is whack, not me. I didn't create the institution. I didn't create the condition. I didn't give me the belief. I was born in, they gave me a Bible and say, believe this, nigga. And I did. That's the institution. But I ain't no boy no more. So when my son calls me, I'm going to be in a position to lend him some money. I don't know what you're going to do, but that's where I'm going. And then you got something, number three. Do you got a product, service, information that the freaking universe actually needs? Do you solve a problem, brother? Or you got a freaking gimmick and a scam? You got something that makes your hair look good. That's not a problem. Can you solve a problem? Do you got a product, service, or information that actually, again, people can eat? That you control all systems of distribution. You own the land. You own the seeds. You own the water rights. You can put it in the ground. When it comes out of the ground, you got a machine to pick it. You got another machine to process it. You got a vehicle to drive it to the marketplace. You got a market to put it in. You got to put it in the white man's store. You put it in your own damn store. Do you control all systems of distribution, brother? Do you? Oh, but you want to declare war on the white man, and you're dependent upon the white man's system. Now, I'm in the same position. That's why I'm doing the show. I'm looking for somebody. I'm looking for just one. I'm looking for just one man, just one. I'm looking for one black Latino. I'm looking for one Carmenite being that say, Brother Will, I'm with you, dog. I'm going to join my vision with your vision. We're going to put our resources together, man. We're going to freaking build something. We're going to go buy some land. Hell, I got 100 acres of land right outside of Texas. Nobody in my family wants. I can go farm that. I ain't even got to pay for it. It's mine. Nobody else in the family is using it. I can go down there right now, 100 acres of land, and start growing some, put an apartment complex on it, put a damn residential stuff, do something with it. But guess what? I got to go to the bank. And the bank don't lend black people, not real money. They give you enough money to get in debt. They're not going to give you no money to have an impact. Well, they're not going to give you enough money where you can employ people. They're not going to give you enough money where you can lend to other people. And they're not going to give you enough money where you can produce a product, service, information that you can actually sell. Because, again, it actually provides us, or it takes care of one of our basic needs of food, clothing, or shelter. You got a product that it consists that solves the problem in the area of food, clothing, or shelter? The white man do. He has a self-sustaining system. What about you? You got one? Or are you working for one? Yeah, those are the three things, brothers and sisters, that you got to have when you want to stop playing. Now, see, black people, yeah, we like to play. We like to have the three F's. We like to crack jokes. We all freaking comedians. We all want to be Kevin Hart when we grow up. Or we all want to be like Mike. We all want to play sports. Or we want to be like Drake. Or we want to be like Jay-Z. I don't want to do none of that shit. I'm not interested. I ain't playing no sports. That's why I don't watch football no more. I hate it because it's a part of the damn institution that kept me trapped. Go out there and blow your knee out, brother, and see what happens to you. I don't care how great you are. Blow your knee out. They're going to tell you the same thing my coach told me in high school. Get that nigga off the field. Reality, the best thing that happened to me, brother, was nobody gave a squat about me. That's the best thing that happened to me. Why? forced my black ass to grow up. Now, those three things that we've been, I know I'm jumping around, but follow me. We got an invisible system that produces invisible victims so that way you cannot find the invisible truth. They got you. And so you're a good sociologist or you're a good psychologist. You're either on a social path or you're a psychopath, but you ain't got your life path. You don't got the truth. That's your life path. Truthologists, they find their life path because without it, guess what happens? The system, if you're on the social path or if you're on the life, the psychopath, and if you're not on your life path, number one, it blocks your consciousness. Number two, you justify your behavior. Man, if I, every time I did something wrong, lied, steal, cheated, I justify my behavior in my own brain. So, well, I did this because. See, when you're a socialist, are you a psycho? You got psychopathic behavior? Are you got sociopathic behavior? And you ain't got no Yahushua type, no life path behavior? It blocks truth. What I'm saying, you're resisting. It's hard. Then you're going to justify your behavior. Well, I can't do that, Brother Will, because. You don't understand, brother. I grew up in the hood, brother. Oh, man. Come on, y'all. Y'all know how we do. Then number three, you're going to deny. But guess what you're going to die? You're going to deny yourself. You're not going to be authentic. See, I've been reading books all my life about how to be somebody else. Oh, man. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. I mean, this pisses me off, man. This pisses me off. I was in the self-help movement 40 years. I'm ashamed to tell you how much money I spent. I used to go to seminars on the weekend. This little stuff, I ask people for, you know, 30. Oh, man. I get nausea. I get sick. I physically get sick. Right now, I feel nauseated. Well, I feel nauseated, man. Every time I think about how many damn books, how much money, I got a box of books in the garage right now. My wife had a garage sale. I went out there and looked at them books and made me sick to my damn stomach. Because I was willing to believe someone else's opinion of me over my own inside reality of me. I was sick. I hated myself because of the damn condition and the institution. They institutionalized me, man. Then they conditioned me, and then I thought I was smart. And I got out and I went to the Marine Corps. Guess what they did? They institutionalized my black ass again. Then I said, no, I'm going to get out of that system, and I got out of that. And then I went into law enforcement. Guess what they did? They institutionalized me again. They conditioned me. So everything, everywhere I went, they gave me a uniform. They gave me a badge, and they gave me a title. Then I went into the church. I got licensed and ordained, and they institutionalized me again. So I'm an institutionalized, process-possessed Negro. At least I was until January the 1st of 2009. Then I decided to become a truthologist. Truthologist is a single standing column of waveform energy. A truthologist has three attributes. Do you got these three attributes, brother? Do you got these three attributes? Are you employed? Are you employing? Are you borrowing? Are you lending? Are you selling? Are you servicing? See, that's the difference. See, brothers, every month you get to renew your allegiance. By your money. Every month you get an opportunity to renew every payday. Every time you get paid, how you spend your money tells me whether you're a socialist, psychologist, or a truthologist. Every month. Every month you get paid. But the question is, do you have these five attributes? One, lack of consciousness and awareness blocks. The system blocks consciousness. That's why you can't understand. A lot of people have trouble with my messages. They can't understand it. I don't understand why he yelling. I don't understand why he cursing so damn much. The brother used to be, I thought he was a Christian. That's a institution. That's why I curse now. I don't like institutions. I don't like conditions. Don't put no label on me, dog. Don't put me in your box, homie. Don't put me in no damn box. I don't fit no more. I'm shadowing boxes. Everybody who meet me and say, well, hey, Brother Will, you're a nice though. I'm going to be mean. But Brother Will, you're an arrogant prick. I'm gonna be nice. Whatever you think of me, I'm gonna be the opposite. I don't want you to put me in no box. I want you to look at me and be like, dumbfounded. I can't figure this fool out. He's a damn comedian. Every damn show, one day he's nice, he's loving, he's praying for people. Next day he cursing and then he pissed off. What the hell is going wrong with the brother? That's where I want you to be. Don't step toward me because you don't know me, bro. Because the moment that they can figure you out, they got your ass pigeonholed. They can't put no pattern on me. They shouldn't be able to put one on you. Because the only thing you are a spirit. You like the wind. I'm going to ask you a question. Can you put the wind in a box? Can you put the spirit in a box? Now, tonight, I'm continuing with my Blood God series. If you're not listening to that series, God have mercy on your soul. Because, see, blood is duwak. Spirit is ruwak. Have you ever heard the word duwak? I don't think so. In fact, I got 10 grand that says that you didn't. Nobody heard the word duwak. Because it doesn't exist. It only exists in the tablets of truthologists. And those tablets are not written anymore. In tablets of stone, they're written in the hearts and the minds of men. So I ask the Father, Father, I'm doing this Blood God series, and I need to get people to understand who's the Blood God. Why is it that blood is slowed down light? Blood is fallen spirit. That's why flesh and blood can't enter into the kingdom. You got to get rid of the blood. Okay, Father, how do I do that? Show them what it is first. Then show them the next level, second carbon. Then show them the final level. You got to reverse engineer it. You just can't tell people about the plasma. You got to tell them about the blood. Otherwise, they're going to think the blood is the friend. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Well, the flesh is no good because the flesh cannot enter into the plasma realm. But the flesh is good on this dimension, so you got to make it work for you instead of you working for it. So you got to understand that the flesh, that the blood provides you. The word blood means life. The word type means pattern. And pattern means instinct. So the blood gives you your instinct. So you got to have a blood transfusion. So the word do walk replaces ruwak. So you got to reverse engineer it. The ruwak got to replace the duwak. That's the blood god. The blood god is the duwak. And that, again, brings about what is called cognitive dissonance, which is number four. Number one, it blocks your awareness. The system does. Number two, it makes you justify your behavior. Number three, it makes you deny your true, authentic self, your dear Kinnear. Number four, it gives you cognitive. Why you think you're human. That's why I got a whole book that says I am too human. That breaks down Romans, the book of Romans that says with my, you know, my flesh wars against my spirit wars against the flesh. The two are contrary to one another. That's called cognitive dissonance, number four. Number five, you walk around feeling guilty and shame. Why? Because, again, the Bible says I know. I want to do right, but the things I want to do, I don't. So you feel bad. So when I do bad things, I feel bad. That's the system. The condition and the institution, see, as long as you feel bad, you continue to do bad because you bring about what you feel about. So as long as I can get you to continue to feel bad, those are the five things. Number one, blocks consciousness. Number two, justifies behavior. Number three, denies authentic self. Number four, produces cognitive dissonance. Number five, produces guilt and shame. You got those five attributes, brother? You got those five attributes, sister? If you do, welcome. You are an institutionalized Negro or carbonite or melanite, depending on if you're Caucasian. You are an institutionalized individual. You have been conditioned. So have we all. Welcome to the club. Now what are we going to do about it? We all are institutionalized. We all are conditioned. Okay, Brother Will, you spend a whole hour telling me about the problem, dog. What's the solution? The solution? Live inside yourself. Period. Point blank. Drop the mic. Exit stage left. Let me tell you the simplicity of the gospel one more time, brother. Simplicity. Yeshua says, any man who says that Yahushua has not came in the flesh is not of God. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says that any man that does not say that Yahushua has came in the flesh is not of God. Now, the problem is the institution changed the definition of the word. So the institution and your conditioning that's based upon being a good creature says, oh, that means that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. As I've been saying for 40 years, look it up. It means interior. Any man that does not understand how to christen the inside of the body is not of God. That's what the scripture means. Any man that believes that Jesus Christ has not came in, he's not inside of you, operating as you, manifesting himself through you, you can't get to the kingdom. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is within. Jesus says, when you have sinned, when you have done it unto the least of these, you have done it unto me. Jesus says that, again, to do things in private, inside, and God will reward you in the open, outside. Jesus says that I don't teach unless I teach in the parable. He says it has two meanings. It has an outside meaning and an inside meaning. He says it's for the outside meaning is for the peasants. It's for them to know. But the inside meaning is for you. So I'm recommending, brother, I'm recommending, sister, that, again, that you find the inside truth. That's a truthologist. See, a truthologist knows that it is inside, outside game. It's not an outside, inside. See, right now you're living from the outside in. You get outside books. You got outside people. You got outside information. You got outside movies. You got outside food. Everything is outside of you, and then you bring it in. You use your eyes. You use your mouth. You use your nose. You use your hands. You use your smell. You use everything to bring things in. And that dog don't hunt. But that's the condition. You've been institutionalized. You've been conditioned to go outside in. So I get my worth and my value from the outside. Because, see, if I don't have a pair of Air Jordans that I can put on, that I get from outside and put on, I ain't worth shit. If I ain't got no Bentley, no Mercedes-Benz, if I don't got no Louis Vuitton, if I don't got a name brand something on me, I ain't worth shiznits. Because it's outside of me, man. I'm institutionalized. I'm conditioned. I get my worth and my value by putting shiznits on my back, but I ain't got nothing in my heart. Conditioned. Programmed by the institution. So every black man and black woman that I know, they're outside in. They're going on the outside. They put a shit on their back, and they think that gives them worth. I ain't interested in your title. I don't care what kind of car you drive. I don't care if you got Louis Vuitton on your back. I don't care if you got no name brand sneakers and no name brand jeans. I remember posting up some old freaking dollar store shoes, and I remember putting it on Facebook. My own little nephew said, What are those? That was the only response. Everybody said, what are those? Nobody thought about the fact that, hey, at least he got shoes on. First thing out of people's mouth was, that is not a name brand shoe. So if we meet, first thing you're going to look at is what kind of car I drive. Next, you're going to look at where my house is at. You can say, Doc ain't shit because he ain't got nothing, man. He ain't driving no Benz. He ain't living in the Dominion. He ain't got no private jet. Creflo got a private jet. No, hey. What about T.D. Jakes? T.D. Jakes got a congregation. Doc, how many followers you got? T.D. Jakes got 100,000 followers, Doc. What about my boy down in Houston, Joel Osteen? That fool got a whole basketball stadium. He packs it out every Sunday. They got to have three services. How many Facebook followers you got, Doc? Well, Joel Osteen, you know, he got, you know, I don't know how many he got. He got a lot more than you, Doc, so obviously he better than you. Why? Outside validation determines your inside revelation. Systemized. Conditioned. But Yahushua came in, and he said something crazy. He said that the kingdom of God is within. He says, greater is he that is in you than he that is outside of you. So Yahushua came in, and he said that you said in your law, if a man goes out and he sleeps with another woman, he's committed adultery. I say, if a man thinks in his head, he already did the damn act. But what you do physically, man, I ain't interested. Tell me what's going on in your freaking skull. It's an inside, outside job. So I'm working on my thoughts, brother. I'm working on my head. I'm working on what's going on inside of me. I'm working on understanding and replacing my ignorance with knowledge. Because it is that lack of awareness and lack of consciousness that is destroying us and is keeping us inside of the institution and inside of the condition. So what is the secret? Live inside yourself. What does that mean in plain English? As I've been saying, please write these five words down. First word is you need to be connected with the pleroma. Where we get the word, where I get the word plethora, or the word pleru in the original text, pleru. You need to be connected with the P-L-E-R-O-O, the pleru. You want to blow your cookies? Go to Google and type that in, pleru. Click on images after you do it. Pleru, number one, pleru. In English, it's called a pleroma. What the Bible talks about, it says that in Christ, the fullness of the Godhead dwelt bodily. That word fullness means pleru. It means pleroma. You need to have that. You need the fullness of the Godhead. Right now, you may got the Godhead, but you ain't got the fullness of it, brother. You may got the feminine part. You may got the masculine part, but you ain't got the Father, the Mother, and the Son. The Mother is the Spirit. So if you don't got the fullness of the Godhead, you in deep kimchi. You're gonna have a department of it. Number one, you got to have the fullness of the Godhead. You got to have the pleroma. Number two, this is the big, to me, this is just as important as number one, intuition. That's how you live inside yourself. Doc, what should we do right now? What you should do is, I don't give a what I just said. For the last, I've been talking for an hour and 10 minutes. Everything I said means nothing. Only thing that matters is what's inside your skull, what you feel in your gut. What is your spirit telling you? See, everything I said, I already know it resonates with your spirit because I got discernment. But you see, you condition, and it's challenging your condition, and your condition is overriding your intuition. That's what's going on right now. Right now, you say, Brother Will said some interesting stuff. He got some great points. However, my tradition says, my institution says something different. So therefore, I'm not going to go with my intuition. I'm not going to go with my gut. I'm going to go with my tradition, my institution, and my condition. Number three, you got the pleroma. You got your intuition, not your institution, your intuition. Once you get those two, then something else happens. You get like me. You start yelling and screaming. You get enthusiasm. Man, if you don't have this, walk out now. Walk out, brother. Walk out, sister. If you don't have enthusiasm, because that means enthusiasm means E-E-N means I-N. Theo means God. Ism means us. It means, again, in God us or God in us. Enthusiasm is the hallmark. That's what I look for. I look for enthusiastic people because then I can talk to them. I can hang out with them. I don't want to hang out with no person that ain't got no enthusiasm because they ain't got God. That's the devil walking around in the dirt suit. You can always spot the devil. I can. I don't know about you. I spot devils and demons every day. They easy to spot. Because them suckers ain't got no enthusiasm. You cannot be enthusiastic and be demonic. It's just like you cannot be an apple tree and produce oranges. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says you can judge a tree by its fruit, not by its leaves. So enthusiasm is fruit, brother. Enthusiasm is fruit. You cannot be enthusiasm when you're pissed off. People come up and say, yeah, I'm happy, Brother Will. I'm happy. Get your ass out of here, dog. You know you pissed off. You angry. You ain't got no enthusiasm. Why? You're not connected to the pleroma. The pleroma gives me an unlimited source of energy, unlimited. And if you're not connected to the pleroma, you ain't got no intuition. You can't talk to him. You can't pick him up and call him on the phone. The word intuition means he's paid your tuition. See, God paid me. God paid my tuition. You didn't. God gave me the right to speak with dunamis power, man. I speak with authority because I get it from God. I don't get it from no damn man. I don't need no freaking Reverend Dr. Bishop to approve me. I don't need to be a part of nobody's organization to do what I do. God proved me. He justified me. He sanctified me. He called me. He glorified me. He equipped me. So my calling, my anointing, my energy comes from the pleroma. And I got intuition. I got God on speed dial. Hey, God, what's going on, homie? What are we dropping? Oh, you want to drop that knowledge today? You sure? Okay, I got you. Bam, I come on here. I'm fired up, man. I'm yelling and screaming. I'm about ready to flip over my damn whole computer right now. Because I got freaking enthusiasm. I got to get off the phone and go jogging. Why? I got to burn up the energy, man. I'm about to hurt somebody. I hurt myself. too much enthusiasm. And that leads to number four, inspiration, inspiritas. What's going on with me right now is I'm full of the Spirit. I can get up and turn over some chairs. If I was in an old sanctified church, I'd get up and be shouting right now. Cue the music. And I start shouting. Say, look at that fool out there. Oh, get it, Brother Will. Why? I got inspiritas, brother. I don't know how people like, I don't know. I try to be like, something bad happens, I try to be like concerned. Like if I got more bills than money, I'm like, oh man, you know what? I should be concerned. I like, damn, maybe I should be a little bit more concerned. If something bad happens to me, it's like, I don't give up. Why? The pleroma tells me God ain't got no problems, so why you got one? Do you think God got problems? Is there anybody? Okay, what does God pray for? Please tell me. I'm waiting. Somebody email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com and tell me what problems does God got. If he's all-knowing and he's all-powerful and he's all-present, what in the hell going to cause him to have to be depressed? He so cancer shows up, he's like, what the fuck is that? Cancer, that's the best you got, man? Come on, man. Give me some fruit juice. Go there and just juice some collard greens, drink it for 7 days, and then give me a call back. Next, there's no problems. Why worry? There's nothing. There is no thing. So therefore, when you connected with the pleroma, you got intuition. Your intuition tells you exactly what to do. Problem shows up. Okay, Father, what do I do? Bam! The Father gives you he gives you enthusiasm. So you enthusiastically pour urine down your nose. Because why? You got inspiration. And that inspiration makes you charismatic. And because you're charismatic, you draw people into your life. And people say, hey, I don't know why. I don't like that fool. But, you know, he says some good stuff. So I'm going to hang out with him. I'm going to still listen to him. He pisses me off. Yeah. You know, Negro talks too long. He this, that, and the other. But brother be dropping some knowledge. So brothers and sisters, I'm well over time. These five things, this is the principles. These are the principles of overriding the institution and getting out of your condition. Get connected with God. He's called a pleroma. She's called a pleroma. Get your intuition. God pays you. The word intuition is the word intuition. Tuition is the price you pay to go to school. It's paid, but you got to get it. It comes from the pleroma. So you go to the pleroma. You say, pleroma, I want to go to school. The pleroma says, here you go. Here's your tuition. You take your intuition, and then that gives you energy. It's called enthusiasm. God deposits himself inside of you. So you got to get out. That means you got to die to yourself. And then when God is inside of you, that means you are full of his Spirit. That means inspiration. So now you got this inspiration. So now you got something called dunamis power. We call it charismatic. So now you walk and you talk differently. They say, hey, that fool's charismatic. People are drawn to you. They don't know why. They hate you. They don't like you. But they say, oh, damn it. I got to pay him. Because he's saying some good stuff. It's not, I used to think this is why I was sleeping with women. I thought women was attracted to me. Then I realized it wasn't me. It was my purpose. See, I just thought I was the shizness. Jay Money, I thought I was the money, Jay Money. I thought it was me. I said, yeah, they want some of Big Willie. They heard about me, you know what I'm saying? They said, yeah, I need that Brother Willie is the shizness. Then I figured out, they're not attracted to me. They are attracted to the inspiritus. They are attracted to the ruach, not the duach. It's not my flesh. It's not my blood. It's the Spirit and the water. Replace ignorance with intelligence. Stop operating in your instinct and in your emotions and start operating in your diakonia and your experiences. And you will blow somebody's cookies. You will curl toes. You'll be walking around in broad daylight with a flashlight. Why? Because you're going to be dropping some major gnosis. Brothers and sisters, I am the one and only. There is no one else on this planet like me. I'm the only one. I am the only one. MasterTeacher33.com. If you have not already signed up for this next series for the rest of 2017, you got to sign up. Because I'm dropping everything that the God been trying to tell me to do for 20 years, and I was like, hell no, I ain't saying that. I ain't trying to, anybody going to look at me crazy. Well, I'm dropping it today, and I'm starting with the Blood God series. We're on part three tonight. We're going to break down the God of blood, A positive, and the God of A negative tonight at 7. I still have my sale going on. Again, 75% off, that was yesterday. 50% off is today, if I'm doing my days correct. Nope, today's the 3rd. Ooh, so it's 25% off today. So we did 75%, we did 50, now we're on 25, and then tomorrow we have the 4th sale. So again, listen to the show or just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com so you can take advantage. Remember, my $5,000 system was on sale for $1,000, $1,200, 75% off. Hopefully you jumped on it when you had opportunity. Or if you know somebody, again, please, man, it's very important. It's time for us to get out of our conditioning and out of this institution and back into truth. Jesus came that you may have life and life more abundantly. And it is his desire, again, because he will send you a strong delusion if you do not have the love of the truth. That is Aletheia. So my brothers and my sisters, I appreciate you. I love you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.